WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. We just received word of an accident on Highway 6 just north of OSR. All southbound lanes of Highway 6 at the railroad trestle are shut down due to a multi-vehicle accident. OSR to Jackrabbit can be used to travel to Bryan, so just be aware of that if you are in that area. Expansion plans by a West Bryan manufacturer remain on hold following a decision by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality.
TCEQ has granted the Bryan School District what amounts to a court hearing contesting plans by Saint-Gobain Ceramics. In the next 6 months, the state will consider the impact of pollution generated by additional manufacturing equipment to students and staff at nearby schools, including Jane Long, along with validity of background studies used in the permitting process. This was one of three topics discussed behind closed doors by the Bryan School Board during a workshop on Monday. No action was taken by the Texas legislature on school finance, and that means possible action by the Bryan School Board to keep the same property tax rate next year. A unanimous vote was made at Monday's workshop for an early payoff of $900,000 of bonds that were issued in 2009. In addition to interest savings of $67,000, that lowers BISD's tax rate by 2 cents. But that might be offset by a 2 cent increase for maintenance and operations.
The biggest contributor is if we proceed with a 2 cent increase on our M&O tax rate. That's $4.2 million.
No board members reacted in opposition to the option given by Chief Financial Officer Amy Drozd. She says under the state's current school finance rules, Bryan would get an additional $2.9 million in state money and $1.3 million from local property taxes. That would take care of most of the proposed $5.2 million shortfall currently proposed in next year's budget. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Comments at last night's Bryan City Council meeting included a response to remarks made 3 weeks ago by residents of one neighborhood who have been asking for assistance for more than 3 years. Councilman Prentice Madison, who represents the Castle Heights area along Highway 21 east of the freeway, said he and Ruben Marine recently spoke with the property owner along a creek that has flooding issues.
We have talked with him and go over some things that we think that can be alleviated.
Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker added the city's thoroughfare plan does not include extending Clark Street in Castle Heights to Old Reliance Road, but another request widening the existing Clark Street is in the city's capital improvements plan database. Almost 4 weeks after leaving the Bryan Police Department, a former officer returned to be arrested on a felony charge. 23-year-old Paul Silva of Bryan, who had been an officer for 11 months, is out of jail after posting bond on a charge of making an invasive visual recording. According to BPD, Silva resigned May 12th, the same day a 20-year-old woman reported he made a recording of an intimate encounter without her knowledge. According to the arrest report, Silva admitted recording the video on Snapchat and sending it to a group of friends. Silva also said the victim did not know she was being recorded during or after the encounter. 9 years ago, a Bryan-based PHI Air Med 12 crew died in the line of duty. This Saturday, they will be honored. The day kicks off at 10 a.m. at CHI St. Joseph Health, where the president of the Texas Line of Duty Death Task Force, Wendy Norris, says they will have a brief ceremony before the 8th annual Texas Fallen Heroes Memorial Motorcycle Ride begins. Norris says the 100-mile ride will finish at Sue Haswell Park for the First Responder Festival.
That'll be a fun event. We're going to have demonstrations from local first responder groups, such as the police department's going to have their SWAT unit out there. We're going to have some fire demonstrations with an arson detection dog, search and rescue group.
Norris says the festival also includes bounce houses, food vendors, and a kickball tournament. To register for the memorial ride or find more information on all of the day's events, visit TexasFallenHeroesRide.com. And just a reminder about that accident, it is north of OSR on Highway 6. All southbound lanes are closed. Motorists are asked to avoid the area. OSR to Jackrabbit can be used to travel to Bryan. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 69 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Howdy, I'm Tony Atkins.
And my name is Keith Lane, fighting Texas Aggie Class of 2005.
We're blessed to be Texans and blessed to serve our community as a Texas brand business, Rollo Insurance.
In our line of work, we see it all. Faceless corporations spend billions of dollars trying to commoditize what is very simply a people-centric business. This is where Rollo Insurance is different.
Commercial, farm and ranch, life and health, or home and auto, at Rollo Insurance, come experience what others already know. The difference is real.
Contact Rollo Insurance today at rolloinsurance.com.
Does your bagless vacuum smell like your pet? Does it smell musty and dusty? If it does, then you might need to change your filters. Changing the filters helps to maintain the suction and airflow so your vacuum picks up the dirt and debris the way it was designed to. Don't know where the filter is on your vacuum or not sure which filter you need? Then come by and see us at Sovac City and we'll be happy to help you. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City has also been voted the best of the Brazos Valley again, and we want to say thank you to all of you who voted for us. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hey, there you are at 713, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's the weather brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Few clouds will be crossing the area today, but all in all, a partly to mostly sunny and very warm day shaping up with temperatures anywhere from 90 to 95. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70. Partial sunshine tomorrow, maybe a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 65 to 70. Sunshine's in the forecast Friday, highs on Friday, very close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, A&M track and field coach Pat Henry weighs in on the NCAA Outdoor Championships getting underway this afternoon. Meanwhile, Oklahoma took down Florida in the Women's College World Series to win the championship for the third time in 5 years. And three Michigan State football players have been formally charged with criminal sexual conduct. We'll take a look at all the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So how did we find out about that accident?
We got a text, but also Bill Oliver got an alert from Robertson County Sheriff's Office.
All right, there you go. So again, South 6 can't get through.
Yeah, the text said all lanes in both directions. The Robertson County Sheriff's alert said southbound lanes. I think either way, there's going to be some congestion both ways.
All right, but Jackrabbit Lane, if folks are familiar, you can come in. It's okay. Yes, Kat, what is it?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you? Hey, it's good to see
you.
I'm fine, thanks. We're on the air now.
Okay, well, I was just calling I know that WTAW is always on top of the news.
Yes.
And I know that you guys, you said there was some problem on OSR Road.
I was. You can put on your headphones and Chelsea Clinton, who is in the news department.
Chelsea Clinton?
Chelsea Clinton's in the news department?
Wow. I don't know. Did I say that?
I really said that.
Oh, you're such a stinker.
I'm really sorry.
Oh,
I apologize.
Yeah. Okay. I do have some news. My name is Chelsea Reber.
This just in.
My
sincere apologies.
It's okay. Yeah, Kat, so there's an accident north of OSR on Highway 6. And southbound lanes are closed. So, yeah.
Got it?
No, I wasn't turned on the board.
You're not turned on the board. You can't hear that?
I couldn't hear Chelsea.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can.
Okay.
It's like a Sprint commercial.
We'll repeat it. And you know what? It's good that people know about it. There is an accident, a multi-vehicle accident just north of OSR on Highway 6. And the southbound lanes are closed to traffic.
Excellent. Got it. Thank you so much.
All right. Very good. See
now,
you later.
I will say we've got a text message from someone that says Jackrabbit is a very narrow dirt road with a weak bridge and low tree limbs. So the sheriff's office said that you could use it to get to Bryan, but if you're in that area, maybe there's some alternate routes.
That's a good idea.
And let your friends up north know there's other things to do. Okay.
Well, thank y'all so much. Y'all rock.
Thank you.
We love and miss you.
See, all right. Very good. See you later. Okay. And we have a new co-host in the morning.
Yeah. I don't know what was more abrasive, that interruption or being called Chelsea Clinton.
Well, I apologize for the Chelsea Clinton part. I can't do anything about the interruption.
I don't.
What happens? I look out there and
she's waving through the glass window.
Well, she's got those puppy dog eyes going, there's a problem here somehow.
It is so hard to tell her no. Yeah.
Well, even though I went down the hall and told them, but I guess they weren't paying attention.
We're informing other stations as well as the city.
That's exactly right. All right, so statistics can do anything. You can take numbers and you can tell any narrative that you want. So this one this morning, it costs more to send a kid through prison than it does through Harvard. This according to the Los Angeles Times. The cost of housing a prisoner in California is expected to reach $75,000 in the next year, which is more than it costs to attend Harvard, including room and board.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you are.
So go to California or go to Harvard.
Well, we've said for years, you know, if you keep people in attracted, gets them toward a good job, that's good, because if bad things happen, we end up paying for it one way or the other later on. So there you are. You got that. Business Insider reporting this morning that Sears is closing 66 more stores, 49 Kmart stores, 17 Sears stores, in an effort to bring both companies back to profitability. Wow. That makes 180 stores since the beginning of the year.
It's a lot of jobs.
Yeah, and you got to know that back in the day, Sears was just where people went. You had the Sears catalog. The Christmas catalog. It was just, you know, you lived for that kind of stuff.
I mean, that's where the Kardashians line is.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, to bring it to 2017.
Sears.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, they may be trying to renegotiate that deal soon.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, so how often do you back up your computer?
Not often enough.
That's exactly right. The threat of hijacked computers, really, or hacked computers, either one, is more real than ever. Yet a new survey reveals just 9% of computer owners back up their entire computer daily. 9%. Experts say that we should be doing full backups every week, but the survey says just 9% of us do that.
Every week,
16% do it monthly. 26% do a full backup once a year, and 15% wait for more than a year to do that. Now, the other thing, and here's the other deal: 21% of computer users have never backed up their stuff.
Now,
you got to have some place to take it and back it up that's big enough. But you know, you can get a terabyte external I don't know what an external hard drive costs now. Mm-hmm.
Probably
but
like $75.
Yeah, you know,
yeah, they're not too bad. Mm-hmm.
And again, it's like anything else. Oh, yeah, that's one more thing I should have done, because it doesn't take that long. And
until it happens to you.
That's right. If you
but
don't do
once
it.
A week. I don't think I put pertinent information on my computer once a week.
Well, you know, understand, but that's just save it. Be a good idea. Mm-hmm. All right, results are in from an experiment that was fairly impressive. Emojis will increase your level of engagement with whoever you're communicating by 25.4%.
Oh, wow.
I can see that.
I guess so.
Because, you know, it displays the emotion that you can't necessarily get across in text sometimes, you know.
But I think we had a story last week that how many emojis can you use to be cool?
Right, you don't want to use too many. Right. I think three or less.
Three was the number. Now, we forget important things, but we can remember stuff like that.
Now, that was also posting to Instagram
to
Snapchat or Twitter. So you can use more in text messages. Sometimes I like to do it as like it's a riddle. You just use emojis and see if they can get the message.
What did I say?
But yeah. This is a test.
Guess what?
All right. So what's the most emojis you've ever put in a text?
Oh, I don't use that many.
Okay. All right.
But I do sometimes. Every once in a while, it's fun to do that riddle thing.
Drop it in someplace. Yeah.
Yeah, I usually use one, maybe two max.
Yeah, but I do. Yeah, try to figure out what this is supposed to be. All right, let me see. We haven't had any stories that have been crashing the airlines lately, but that's okay. We got one now. Delta Airlines.
It's only a matter of time.
That's right. Delta Airlines, flight on which an emotional support dog bit a passenger who was sitting on the same row. Yeah. That forced the airlines to remove the man from the flight to receive medical attention. A passenger from Atlanta's Fox TV 5 told TV 5 that the victim was sitting in the window seat. Passenger with the emotional support dog, which appeared to be a lab mix, weighing about 50 pounds, was in the middle seat. Delta later said that local law enforcement cleared the dog, and the dog and its owner were placed on a later flight. Dog was placed in a kennel for that flight rather than sitting in the owner's lap. Another passenger told the TV station that the crew saw the dog's owner crying after the incident, fearing that the dog would be put down as a result. Well, that didn't happen. But then there's this one from yesterday. A violinist from a symphony orchestra says a United Airlines employee tried to wrestle away her violin after she insisted that she wanted to be carrying it because it's a valuable antique that was made in the 1700s. She was on a flight from St. Louis to Houston. Federal law requires airlines to let musicians bring their instruments aboard as carry-on luggage.
Okay.
But Jennifer Correa said that a United Airlines supervisor insisted she pay $50.
Oh, to check it.
To check it.
Oh, okay.
When the passenger refused, she said the female supervisor tried to take the case away from her, attempted to take it and put a carry-on luggage tag on it, and twisted her hand as she did that.
Oh, my gosh. And she is a musician.
See, that's right.
Yeah.
That is her tool.
That's it. Her lawyer
said. Her livelihood.
You do not grab a surgeon's hand. You do not grab a professional pitcher's hand. You do not grab a professional violinist's hand.
You don't grab a stranger's hand.
No.
Anybody's.
You don't, yeah. You don't attack someone.
Her lawyer said, quote, something is wrong on the cultural level with these folks. So
These folks.
There you are. All right, in the next half hour, the Microsoft Network has been watching the fast food that we're eating. They're not pleased. You won't be surprised, but that's coming up in the next half hour.
At Zorneman Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that, too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great, too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where 2Video comes in. We convert 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, photos and slides, and even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. 2Video is a local company, and you can find us online at 2video.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 7:25. Bill Oliver in the studio. You just here to visit, just saying hi?
I was just going to help prep you for the mayor's visit.
Oh, okay, we'll do you. All right, very good. We'll do that in a few minutes then. In the meantime, the folks over at Sesame Street, hard at work staging a parody for one of the most popular Netflix shows the upcoming season. It's called Orange is the New Snack. In the parody, a new girl at school named Piper Snackman, which is a takeoff on Piper Chapman, okay, happens to have a healthier snack in her lunchbox than the cookies that the school offers. She has an orange. But the question becomes, can she persuade the rest of the girls at the table to try the new snack?
Oh, man, this is silly.
It really is. But that's okay. They're trying to be relevant there at Sesame Street.
Yeah.
So it's at 7:25. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Hey, Look at weather. The next couple of days going to be pretty nice. It's cool and crisp kind of this morning. Didn't really cool off as much as I thought it would, especially with the north winds. And so kind of the same thing today. We'll be up near 90 with the north wind at 5 to 10. It just means it won't be as humid. Then tonight we'll be down to a very comfortable 65 degrees and probably going to do the same thing on Thursday as well. Starts to warm up a little bit on Friday, and the winds are going to shift around to the south. So humidity may come up a little bit more, but still in all, we probably won't reach above 90 all the way through the weekend. Right now, the winds are calm. We do have relative humidity of 90%. It's 69 out there.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
On Sunday, as details poured in about the London terror attack, CNN pushed out a news notification. Perfect timing. Here's what it said. Presidents often turn to faith in times of crisis. That seems unlikely for Trump. The story it linked to, God and the Don, was just a typical CNN hit piece on President Trump. It claimed to take a deep look into Trump's church habits from childhood to the present. They concluded that Trump is not as religious as CNN thinks he should be. The fact that CNN is what shocks me. Now, after claiming Trump does not have a hometown church, CNN doesn't either, CNN says the congregants of his childhood church in Queens might not welcome him back today because of his political views and because the congregation is now mostly minority. The article goes downhill from there. Now, this is the takeaway. When questions come up about Obama's faith, the drive-by media did two things, ignore or defend. When stories emerged about the openly racist, anti-American teachings at Obama's church, led by the radical preacher Jeremiah Wright, they buried the story. Then, after Obama misspoke during an interview with George Stephanopoulos and cited his Muslim faith, they circled the wagons. They accused anybody who dared question Obama's faith of bigotry, racism, and troglodyte ignorance. But now, smearing Trump over his religion, why, that's in order. How times change. And it still shocks me that anybody at CNN even knows what religion is.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a sure winner. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-992-9180. That's 800-992-9180. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-992-9180. That's 800-992-9180.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A multi-vehicle accident just north of OSR has southbound and northbound lanes of Highway 6 closed. Traffic is backed up in both directions. Two members of the Bryan City Council say 3.5 years of requests from one neighborhood are not falling on deaf ears. Ruben Marine joined Prentice Madison, who represents the Castle Heights area east of the freeway along Highway 21, for an update during last night's meeting.
We walked the creek bed. We walked quite a bit in deep water. Cows, mosquitoes, I mean, you name it. But we went out there, and I think we found, you know, we did see some issues that were there, and we have talked to the owner of the adjacent property, and he is working, like Prentice said, he's working with city staff to find out, you know, what they can do to alleviate that problem. So you guys aren't being ignored, trust me.
Madison said there is not a week that goes by that he is not in contact with city staff asking about neighborhood requests, about calls to clean up a creek where there is no public access, among other things. Three appointments unanimously approved at last night's Bryan City Council meeting includes the return of former Mayor Jason Bielinski. Mike Sutherland, who butted heads with Bielinski for many years, made the motion for Bielinski becoming the council's representative to the BTU board.
And recommended was the Mayor Bielinski.
Mayor Bielinski? Was that your motion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess it was a question and a motion too. So okay. Yeah.
The current chairman of the Research Valley Partnership Board, Michael Beckendorf, was reappointed to the Economic Development Agency, and City Manager Keene Register was reappointed to the board of the Texas Municipal Power Agency. Public school administrators are moving ahead with developing next year's budgets after the Texas legislature decided not to change school finance laws this season.
The Bryan School Board is considering a budget for next year that has a shortfall of $5.2 million. There was no board opposition during a workshop on Monday to an option given by Chief Financial Officer Amy Drost to raise the tax rate 2 cents for maintenance and operations, which would generate $4.1 million in new money.
Basically, 2.9 of that $4.2 million would be state revenue.
During the same workshop, the board unanimously voted to an early payoff of a bond issue from 2009. That'll reduce the tax rate for Bryan ISD's interest fund by 2 cents, and save the district $67,000 in interest expense. Final action on the budget won't take place until August. In other business, the board discussed behind closed doors their participation in opposing an expansion of the San Gobon ceramics plant in West Bryan. It's after the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality ruled BISD is entitled to what amounts to a court hearing contesting the proposal to generate more pollution near Jane Long Middle School and nearby elementaries. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A former officer with the Bryan Police Department who left 6 weeks ago has been arrested for something that took place off duty. According to the arrest report, 23-year-old Paul Silva of Bryan told investigators he recorded a video of an intimate encounter he had with a 20-year-old woman without her knowledge. Then he sent the Snapchat video to a group of friends. The victim went to the police the next day after finding out about the video from an ex-boyfriend. Before the end of the day, police contacted Silva and he resigned from the department. An arrest warrant was issued Monday, and Silva turned himself in Tuesday on a felony charge of making an invasive visual recording. Police Chief Eric Buskey issued a statement that in part says, "We uphold our officers to the highest standards, and when they violate the citizens' trust, this department will hold them accountable." Silva is out of jail after posting a $10,000 bond. This Saturday, the Texas Line of Duty Death Task Force is hosting the 8th annual Texas Fallen Heroes Memorial Ride and First Responder Festival. President Wendy Norris says this year's event specifically honors the Bryan-based PHI AirMed 12 crew that died in the line of duty on June 8, 2008.
This community is so special. They have personally dealt with losses here in the Bryan, just with the fire department and the CHI crew, and there's been some law enforcement that have given their lives in the line of duty and just in the Bryan College Station area. And we just want the community members to know that these people really care about them, and they are willing to do so much for them. And so we just wanted to be able to give back to them in this event.
Norris says the Memorial Motorcycle Ride kicks off at CHI St. Joseph at 10 a.m. and the Family Friendly Festival is from noon to 5 at Sue Haswell Park. You can register for the ride and find more information online at TexasFallenHeroesRide.com. State lawmakers will be returning to Austin next month for a special session. Governor Abbott has announced a list of 20 items. Some were well-publicized earlier this year, including restricting bathroom access for transgendered people. Debate will resume on whether to get a private school vouchers for special needs students. The governor wants to create a committee to study school finance reform. And he also wants a teacher pay increase of $1,000, though he did not mention the funding source.
My job as governor is to ensure that we attract and we retain the best and brightest educators.
The governor's entire list is online at WTAW.com. The governor also announced yesterday he has signed the statewide ban on texting while driving. Starting September 1st, texting would be punishable by a fine of up to $99 for first-time offenders and $200 for repeat offenses. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 69 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area, let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard, do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end, beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July the 5th.
Just point, click, permit, tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
First Baptist Church of Bryan will be hosting their giant garage sale this Friday and Saturday, June 9th and 10th. Funds raised from the garage sale will help the youth attend events and mission trips throughout the year. Items for sale include furniture, tools, appliances, books, electronics, home goods, a pool table, clothes, accessories, and even the kitchen sink. Doors open this Friday, June 9th at 7 a.m. and will close at 6 p.m. Saturday, we open at 7 a.m. and close at 1 p.m. First Baptist Bryan, located behind Lowe's, annual garage sale this weekend. Don't miss it.
Hey, good morning. 7:39, Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here you go.
Few clouds will be crossing the area today, but all in all, the partly to mostly sunny and very warm day shaping up with temperatures anywhere from 90 to 95. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70. Partial sunshine tomorrow, maybe a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 65 to 70. Sunshine's in the forecast Friday, highs on Friday, very close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M track and field team is in Oregon getting ready for the NCAA Outdoor Championship this afternoon. We'll hear from Coach Pat Henry. Meanwhile, in the Women's College World Series, Oklahoma bested Florida to win the championship for the second straight season, and the Rangers snapped their four-game skid with a win over the Mets, but the Astros couldn't keep their winning streak alive, falling to the Royals in Kansas City. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Let's head to Washington. Congressman Bill Flores joins us. Good morning. How are you this morning, Congressman?
Heidi Shop, doing great. Good to be on the phone with you again this week.
Now, you were gone last week. Can you tell us what was going on during that time?
Sure. I led a CODEL that went to Australia, Malaysia, and South Korea, and we had three views in mind. One is to talk to each of those allies about free and fair trade agreements since the Trans-Pacific Partnership conversation has blown up. The second thing was to talk about security issues in the region, given that China becomes more and more belligerent in their dealings with foreign countries. And then thirdly, to talk about energy, in particular LNG. Australia, Malaysia, well, let me put it this way. Asia has a very developed market for liquefied natural gas. And so in talking to the participants in that area, we were able to come up with some great policy ideas on ways that the United States can improve its ability to export LNG to a world that's hungry for low emissions fuels.
Congressman Bill Flohr is joining us from D.C. All right, let's turn our attention back. Well, first of all, I guess I'd like to get your comments on the situation in Qatar. Of course, A&M is one of several schools that has campuses over there. The president this morning said he's taking credit for those four Arab countries' decisions to cut ties to Qatar. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, many of us have been concerned for a long time that Qatar has been, even though they act like a friendly Gulf States ally, that they have been surreptitiously funding terrorism efforts around the world. And the other Gulf States have become increasingly more open-minded about that actually happening, and so they've decided to change their relationships with Qatar. With respect to whether or not the president was responsible, I don't know. I mean, he could have had some background discussion, so I really can't comment on that. I do think overall it's a good move to try to let them know that to the extent that they're causing difficulties in other parts of the Gulf States and other parts of the Arab world, that those things could come home and hit Qatar at any minute. And remember, Qatar is the home of Al Jazeera TV as well, and you know they're not always friendliest to the United States in terms of their rhetoric.
Well, any thoughts on how that might impact A&M's holdings in Qatar?
In the near term, I don't see any issues. It's going to depend on how long it takes for Qatar to decide that they're going to come into, they're going to adopt a different strategy when it comes to dealing with terrorists. If I were in the shoes of the Emir of Qatar, I would be saying, okay, we're going to totally distance ourselves. We'll make sure that none of the other wealthy families or government institutions are funding terrorism. And once we feel assured of that, then I think that it'll be business as normal and relationships will be restored between Qatar and the other Arab states. But A&M operations there will be updated.
Now let's turn our attention to D.C. The Freedom Caucus said they'd like to stay through the August recess so they can come up with some sort of a consensus for tax reform. What's your thought on that?
I don't think there's a need to stay through August to come up with a consensus for tax reform because I think we'll have that done before the end of July anyway. Where I do think it might be appropriate to stay through August is to make sure we've got our appropriations bills done and also that we've dealt with the debt ceiling. So to the extent that those two big congressional issues are not resolved by the end of July, I think it'd be appropriate to stay until we're done with those.
I think it was last week Senator Cornyn was in the state, and he made the comment that he believes the Senate will be able to come up with some sort of a reform on health care by the end of the month of June. Your thoughts about that?
From what we understand from our Senate colleagues, that is correct, that the Senate should have their health care reform bill put together before the 4th of July district work period.
And yesterday, also, the Senate approved a bill which is going to make it easier for the Department of Veterans Affairs to actually fire employees because of any number of situations that are job-related. What are your thoughts there?
Well, finally, it takes the Senate a long time to move. We have passed VA reform bills when it comes to employment practices and holding giving the leadership of VA a chance to hold their employees accountable for bad behavior. We've done that for the last two Congresses in the House, but the Senate never would take it up, so I'm really thrilled to see the Senate start to move on this. If we really care about our veterans, we need to make sure that the VA has a way to cut out the deadwood and hire employees who really do care about veterans.
Texas legislature did pass their budget before they closed their regular session. Now, in that budget was $800 million once again for border security. I think we were hoping to get some relief from Washington. Is that going to happen in any view?
Well, yes. The relief is already happening. We are aggressively hiring new border agents. One of the problems is it takes about 12 to 16 months to get a border agent hired and into a uniform. We're going to pass a bill this week to try to shorten that time period substantially and eliminate some of the bureaucratic steps involved. But anyway, we are amping up our efforts in that regard. In our last appropriations bill, we had money to try to repair the fences that currently exist. My gut tells me the state will not have to spend any of that $800 million for border security, because the federal government is finally doing what it's supposed to do in that regard. So I think it was smart for the state to budget it, but at the end of the day, I don't think the state's really going to have to spend it because the federal government's doing its job finally.
And finally, balance of the week. Any legislation on the floor that we need to be knowing about?
Well, the big hairy bill that's on the floor this week, which is huge for our local community, is the Choice Act. The Choice Act undoes the worst parts of Dodd-Frank. You remember Dodd-Frank was passed under the Nancy Pelosi Congress back in 2009, 2010, and it was in response to the financial meltdown that happened in 2006 through 2008. But what Dodd-Frank failed to address, it failed to address Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. It also just really crushed our community banks. You can think about a couple of local banks that come to mind are like American Momentum and Bank and Trust. They have been crushed by the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, the CFPB for short, and as well as all of our other community banks. And they have nothing to do with the meltdown. And so what the Choice Act does is it basically says, okay, community bank, if you have strong capital balances, which most of our community banks do, then you're going to be exempt from Dodd-Frank, essentially. So they're going to be able to grow and do the things that they've been good about doing, and that's making mortgages to our communities, including our low-income constituents. They'll also be able to grow their businesses, and it'll stop what's been happening recently. This country's been losing one community bank a day for the last 5 years because of Dodd-Frank. And the big Wall Street banks have been getting stronger and bigger, and they're all covered by too big to fail, so that the taxpayers come in and bail them out. So we end the too big to fail, we end the taxpayer bailouts, we end the onslaught of regulations that have been levied on our local community banks, and we basically, it's going to be huge in terms of giving our communities back the financing options that they used to have. Some of the Wall Street banks don't like it because we've imposed additional penalties on them for bad behavior so that we avoid any repeats of what they did back in 2006 through 2008.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. Thanks for being with us this morning.
You bet. Great visiting with you. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, our first responders, and also looking for some great Aggie victories this weekend in the Super Regional.
Indeed we are. Thanks again for the time.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Should I let my children win or should I let them lose?
Wait, you know, that's yesterday's, isn't it? Okay, hang on. We'll have today's for you in just a minute.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
If you suffered amnesia and lost all memory of getting married, would you want to fall in love with your spouse all over again? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. As bizarre as that scenario sounds, it actually happened to Kim and Cricket Carpenter in September of 1993. Only 10 weeks after their marriage, Kim's wife Cricket was seriously injured in a car accident. And after waking up from a coma, she discovered she had lost all memory of her husband, their marriage, and the 18 months they'd spent together. With the help of family members and photographs, Cricket soon realized she was, in fact, married. Still, the man depicted in those images was a complete stranger, and she felt no emotion for him. Everyone wondered, what would she do? In the end, Cricket chose to honor her vows to Kim, a commitment familiar to her only because she'd watched herself in a wedding video. She and Kim began to date again, and 3 years later, they were remarried. Very few marriages encounter a circumstance as extraordinary as the one the Carpenters endured. And yet, in countless ways, the question many couples face is identical. Is it possible to fall in love with your spouse all over again? My hope is that you'll answer yes. No matter what may have stolen your love for one another, you can find it again. It'll take some time and effort like the Carpenters, but it starts with a commitment. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
A recent study asked 12,000 adults why they take expensive multivitamins and minerals. With the answer, here is the inventor of Texas Superfood, Dennis Black.
University studies show that multivitamin supplements are mostly synthetic and do little to improve your health. I believe the secret to great health is pure, natural nutrition, not chemistry-set supplements. Great health comes from nature, and that's what's in Texas Superfood. Nature's antioxidant-rich vitamins and minerals from 55 vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. So here's my health promise to you. Switch from your chemistry-set vitamins to Texas Superfood for 90 days and experience increased energy, more focus, and better sleep, or return it. No questions asked.
Now, when you order two bottles of Texas Superfood, you can get the third bottle free, but you must call now. 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. You can also order online at TexasSuperfood.com. Call now. 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:54. Well, Texas A&M Track and Field is in Eugene, Oregon this week, gearing up to take part in the NCAA Outdoor Championships at the University of Oregon. Here's head coach Pat Henry.
With this group, I feel pretty good. We've been very consistent with our level of performances, so I do feel good about this group going up there. We showed that over in Austin this last week in advancing to the national meet. So now that we're at the national meet, now is when you got to step up to the plate and do what you're supposed to do at this specific moment.
The top-ranked Aggie men feature a national best 18 entries with 18 athletes in 14 events. The seventh-ranked ladies advance 14 entries from 12 athletes in 9 events. Things get underway this afternoon in Eugene. In the Women's College World Series, Oklahoma softball is the national champion for the second straight season and third time in 5 years. The Sooners defeated number one Florida 5-4 last night in game two to clinch the two-game sweep of the Gators in Oklahoma City. Following Monday night's 17-inning marathon that was won on a three-run home run from Shea Knighton, it was Knighton again who came up clutch in the second game. The first baseman's three-run double in the second inning closed out a four-run frame and put the Sooners ahead for good at 5-3. Meanwhile, for a second consecutive year, Texas A&M head volleyball coach and former Olympian Lori Corbelli has been selected to be the head coach of the U.S. Women's Junior National Team. Corbelli, who has long been associated with USA Volleyball since competing for the U.S. Women's National Team, led the Junior National Team to a silver medal at the NORCECA Women's U-20 Continental Championship last year in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. In Major League Baseball,
and drilled deep to right. Springer is going back. Kiss it goodbye. Mike Moustakas will walk off two-run home run. And the Kansas City Royals come back from six runs down, and they beat the Astros 9-7.
Mike Moustakas hit a two-run homer with two outs in the ninth inning after Kansas City rallied from a six-run deficit, and the Royals snapped the Houston Astros' 11-game winning streak with a 9-7 victory. The Astros look to bounce back tonight in Kansas City as they take on the Royals in Game 2. First pitch for that one's at 7:15 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington,
first pitch to Mazzara is hit high and deep out into right field. This one sailing toward the bullpen, over the bullpen. Home run, Nomar Mazzara.
Joey Gallo hit a towering go-ahead two-run homer, and the Texas Rangers ended a four-game losing streak with a 10-8 win over the New York Mets. The Rangers hope to keep that momentum going as they take on the Mets in Game 2 tonight in Arlington. First pitch for that one's at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In East Lansing, three Michigan State football players have been charged with criminal sexual conduct in connection with an incident that occurred on campus in January. Arrest warrants signed Tuesday by an Ingham County judge named Donnie Corley, Demetric Vance, and Josh King. It was not clear when they would be arraigned. Coach Mike D'Antonio says all three players have been dismissed from the football program. And in the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers are facing virtually a win-or-else scenario tonight at Quicken Loans Arena when they try to get back into an NBA championship series. They now trail 2-0 to the Golden State Warriors. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Brad. For the last couple days, our deal of the day from Team Ford of Navasota has been trucks. This time, we're going to move to a Suburban. Chevrolet Suburban 2013. It's a 1500 LTZ package for $31,988. Again, that's $31,988 for that Chevy Suburban. You can find great deals like that online, as well as all the new vehicles that they have at Team Ford of Navasota. It's just a short drive south to Navasota on Highway 6, right next to Sioux Falls Plater, or all the information can be found online very easy at teamofnavasota.com.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of, or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area, let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard, do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller, and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We've been keeping you up to date on the accident, which is up at OSR and the freeway, and it continues to be... I didn't find that, so read that to me, Bill Oliver.
I've just closed out of it.
That's a, yeah.
This area will remain shut down for several hours. Please find other travel routes.
Wow.
So maybe... Going to Hearn, take 79 to 50 and south.
Right.
To,
well, but this is southbound that we're talking about, right?
Coming. Well, yeah, but
I think
Chelsea's
northbound is slowed down as well, or shut down.
Tampering both directions.
Both ways.
So the other option maybe is OSR to 46 to Franklin and 79 back to Hearn.
All right, there he goes. 8 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW College Station. Brian.